I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and today is Monday, October 26th, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. We have nice sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City, but it's mighty chilly, only 28 degrees.
Crews still clearing a crash in Taylorsville on 4700 South. I'm Ricky Meese.
And right now in downtown Salt Lake City, like I said, 28 degrees. KSL's top story this hour. Any minute now, we'll be getting an update from the Salt Lake County District Attorney's Office. An arrest tied to the murder of Cherie Black back in 2010. Now, we learned last week an arrest has been made, but there were few details given at that time. We go live to the DA's office where we find KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson. And Paul? Paul, are you there? Okay, Paul, are you there now? Okay, we're going to have to check back with Paul Nelson coming up in just a moment here on KSL News Radio. Intermountain Healthcare announced today that it is going to merge with Sanford Healthcare based in South Dakota. Intermountain CEO Mark Harrison says this will strengthen rural healthcare options.
Think of the good we can do not with 24 and 46 hospitals, but with 70 hospitals and really good people working in them.
He says the merger should not mean layoffs, but rather more growth.
The Supreme Court nominee. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
A confirmation vote for Judge Amy Coney Barrett is expected to take place tonight in the Senate. We're going to continue to follow that throughout the day. Right now, we are going to take you live to the Salt Lake County District Attorney's Office, Sim Gill, talking about the Cherie Black case.
Went cold, and there were no ongoing leads, but in the traditional sense. And I want to thank the efforts of South Salt Lake Police Department Chief Carruth and Sheriff Rosie Rivera, who came back to this issue repeatedly and with fresh perspectives, and they never gave up. This was a crime against our community, a crime against a family, and I want to commend their collaborative effort to continue to work that. I also want to acknowledge the effort of Detective Ben Pender for his dogged and devoted effort. And I know personally how many times in talking with the chiefs and we met and we discussed and addressed the frustration and sometimes the obstacles and impediments and the understandable human emotions that were present during over the last 10 years of working this case. It has not been easy, but it was not because people here were not working hard, because whenever there is a murder, whenever there is this kind of tragedy, everybody is continuing to work on this. There was an injury to a family with their loss and a loved one. There was an injury to our community with an unsolved murder. So thank you, all of you, for all your great devoted service and work and never giving up on this issue. Please note that today's announcement are allegations of criminal wrongdoing. And let me underscore that. There are allegations of criminal wrongdoing, which we believe are supported by our evidence, and that's why we are here. And under our system, there is a presumption of innocence that applies, and this case is no exception. So on October 9th, our team met with Sheriff Rivera and Detective Pender. At that time, a suspect was identified. We reviewed the initial findings, and on October 10th, a suspect was arrested. In the interim, additional investigations were completed, resulting in the formal charging of aggravated murder. Just a few minutes ago, our office filed a criminal case against Adam Antonio Spencer Durbaro. And we filed one count of criminal homicide, aggravated murder. alleging that on or about November 30th, 2010, at 3466 South 700 East in Salt Lake County, state of Utah, the defendant did intentionally or knowingly cause the death of Sherry Black under any of the following circumstances: that the homicide was committed incident to one act, scheme, course of conduct, or criminal episode during which the actor committed the crime of abuse or desecration of a dead body, as defined in 769704 sub 2 sub e, or the actor disfigured the victim's body, whether before or after death, in a manner demonstrating the actor's depravity of mind. Those two aggravators make that into an aggravated homicide. Our findings are based on charges today are based on the following: that in the early afternoon of November 30th, 2010, Earl Black found his wife, Sherry Black, deceased inside their business, B&W Billiards and Books, located on 3466 South, 700 East, Salt Lake County, Utah. Miss Black was found partially clothed. The Utah Bureau of Forensic Services processed the scene and collected fingerprints, a palm print, and DNA. Dr. Todd Gray, then the Utah Chief Medical Examiner, performed an autopsy on Miss Black the very next day. Dr. Gray has opined that the cause of Miss Black's death was multiple sharp force, blunt force injuries, and that the manner of death was homicide. The autopsy also revealed to Dr. Gray several disfiguring perimortem injuries of a sexual nature, including an injury consistent with a bite mark to Miss Black's right breast. Sharp force injury.
And you are listening to charges today, murder charges that are being filed against Adam Durbaro. This is Salt Lake County District Attorney Sim Gill, who is announcing those charges and the evidence related to the charges. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is on the scene, and we will get the very latest from Paul on all of the details on this case straight ahead on Utah's Noon News and again throughout the day here on KSL News Radio. Coming up on KSL, a look at how some families are changing their Halloween plans because of the pandemic. Plus, a look at your noontime drive.
Well, it looks like emergency crews have just cleared the crash. All lanes open in the intersection, 4700 South, 2700 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1207.
Just 7 days until election week. Knock out your ballot as soon as it arrives. Sign it and mail it. And make sure your voice is heard. Election week is coming, so keep listening to KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
We know Ben McAdams voted with Nancy Pelosi's liberal agenda 85% of the time. And when McAdams was tasked with serving on a commission to investigate religious persecution, helping men and women of faith who were being tortured by a communist regime, Ben McAdams' own lawyers admitted he skipped key meetings. He didn't even show up. McAdams sides with Nancy Pelosi and the liberals in Congress. He's too weak to stand up to China. And now he's supporting Joe Biden, who plans to raise taxes by $4 trillion. But that's not surprising, because when McAdams was mayor, he approved increasing property taxes annually by $9.4 million. Ben McAdams, falling in line with Pelosi, too weak to stand up to China, and a proven record of raising our taxes. We can't risk or afford Ben McAdams in Congress. Paid for by Congressional Leadership Fund and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.congressionalleadershipfund.org. Congressional Leadership Fund is responsible for the content of this advertisement.
Even when we had two Whipple vans, people would say, "I see your vans everywhere." This surprised me. I was in one of the vans and I didn't see them. Where did you see one? I would hear things like, "Oh, on South Temple." "Oh yeah, that's the van running up and down South Temple." If I would have seen them, I would have waved. So now we wave from the back of the Whipple service vans. People say, "I hear your ads all the time." "Oh, really? Which station?" I joke. They should listen to more books on tape. but our loyal clients mean so much to us. Join our club. We'll make it easy with $100 off any residential service repair or replacement of $300 or more. Plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, or drain cleaning, $100 off. Call Whipple Service Champions, 801-444-FAST. 801-444-FAST. And if you see us waving, just wave right back. We probably have a van in your neighborhood, especially if you live on South Temple.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Let's get the very latest on your drive. Here's Ricky Meese.
Well, good news for those in Taylorsville. All lanes are open. The accident has been cleared at 4700 South, 2700 West. For those who are on the Valley Freeway, now I am seeing a little bit of unusual heavy and slow traffic. Southbound I-15 going from just before 53rd South to the South Interchange. No problem reported yet, but we'll keep an eye on it. And an accident reported. This is eastbound on SR 201. It's right at the junction of southbound I-15 and eastbound I-80, right in the heart of the valley, and it's maybe blocking a right lane of traffic. Is your equipment ready for the next job? Diamond Rental can service and repair your equipment at 11 Wasatch Front locations. Contact Diamond Rental today or get more information at diamondrental.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, that change in the weather, what a shocker. Let's get the very latest on the forecast, see if there's any warm-up ahead.
It's a freezing cold day, 39 of the sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Okay, and looks like up to 45 tomorrow. And it looks like by the weekend, we are back up into the mid-60s, so there is some good news for you coming ahead. And still to come on Utah's new news. Boy, 7 days until Election Day. Voter turnout is expected to break records across the country this year. And Utah may be no exception. We're going to go in-depth on that subject coming up at 12:15 right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
This is Ben McAdams. I believe there is nothing we can't accomplish if we work together. Nothing can defeat us. No terrorist attack. No natural disaster, no virus. If we put our differences aside, bring people together, and act responsibly to rebuild our economy and our trust in each other, we can cover more people, reduce the cost of prescription drugs, and make healthcare more affordable. We can protect Social Security and Medicare today and for future generations. We can reduce the cost of college and make job training more available. We can get help to those that need it during this pandemic, not just the powerful and politically connected. Anything is possible if we're willing to make the tough decisions and work together. I'm Ben McAdams, candidate for Congress. I sponsored and paid for this message because we've got to do better. Put people before party and principle above politics.
She's still the one for you. An acoustic wave therapy through Pulse Medical Clinic helps you be ready when the moment is right.
You may not know about it. You may never even heard of it. But it's going to change everything. And here's how. Pulse Medical Clinic applies acoustic wave therapy as a breakthrough treatment for ED. The way it works is simple. Acoustic wave therapy activates internal mechanisms to help create new blood vessels. This is a huge step forward in treatment. Guys, it's needle-free, drug-free, and a painless option for those suffering from ED. Looking to regain your love life? Don't wait any longer. Schedule your free consultation with Dr. Williams at Pulse Medical Clinic and get the recommended twice-a-week treatments for ED. And it's surprisingly affordable. Call Pulse Medical Clinic at 801-509-8888. That's 801-509-8888. Don't waste another moment. Call Pulse Medical Clinic.
Take KSL everywhere on the KSL News Radio app or on the app for radio.com.
If you've been putting off calling any hour services about their free furnace sale, you're almost out of time. Well, technically, you have till Saturday to call and schedule your free estimate. But if you go ahead and call today, Monday, October 26th, I'm going to sweeten the deal for you. After you meet with us, if you decide to get a new system, in addition to the free furnace, we're going to upgrade your system with the free germicidal UV light. But the UV light upgrade is only good when you call today and mention this ad. 801-443-7400. 801-443-7400. There's no pressure. There's no obligation to buy. All you're doing when you call tonight is scheduling a free estimate and locking in your free UV light upgrade. 801-443-7400. 801-443-7400. 443-7400. Going into flu season, who wouldn't want a new germicidal UV light that's been proven to kill germs, bacteria, and viruses? 801-443-7400. So, if you're in the market for a new furnace and air conditioner, call Any Hour Services today, Monday, October 26th. Get all the details and take advantage of this amazing deal. 801-443-7400. 801-443-7400. Any Hour Services.
If you see news, you can text us at the Utah Community Credit Union text line at 57500. It's sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First, right now, the Salt Lake County District Attorney is going over the details of the Sherry Black murder case. Black was killed back in 2010. An arrest was made just last week. Second, Intermountain Healthcare announced today that it is going to merge with Sanford Healthcare based in South Dakota. Third is a look at your noontime drive, and it's sponsored by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Here's Ricky Meese.
Well, KSL's very own Steve-O calling in an accident in the downtown area. This is 5th South at 4th West, blocking a right lane of traffic. And the crash that we had on the transition ramp from eastbound SR-201 to the I-15 junction has just been cleared. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Oh, cold temperatures, sunshine 39. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And only 30 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Thousands ordered to get out now. A new wildfire exploding in Orange County, California, near Irvine, with strong Santa Ana winds. ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles.
It's an intense firefight right now. Winds creating a blowtorch effect of fire. That's why 60,000 people in and around the city of Irvine have been told to get out immediately. Airdrops of water and fire retardant are ineffective in the wind. The water just blows away and evaporates in 7% humidity. So air attack has been grounded. The flames have been jumping freeways and roads, and now firefighters are trying to defend homes.
Calling the polls, showing he's behind in Pennsylvania. Fake President Trump campaigning in Allentown.
People have no idea what's going to happen in Pennsylvania, that I can tell you. I know Pennsylvania.
COVID emergency at the Texas border.
A 300% surge in positive coronavirus tests has El Paso pushing the limits of its healthcare system.
Our hospital capacity is really tapped. We're probably at the end of our rope.
Mayor DeMargo on CNN. As patients are airlifted beyond the El Paso area, County Executive Richard Samaniego has imposed an overnight curfew.
We really need to be El Paso strong and show our passion and our commitment to flattening the curve.
At the moment, 11,000 people in and around El Paso have tested positive. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
On a COVID relief bill, the president's top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow.
State and local spending provisions from the other team are too large. He's very concerned about bailing out badly managed states.
He's saying here's how the federal government's badly managed. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
They're actually reducing testing.
And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45.
Your voice, your vote. 7 days until election week. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Voter turnout is expected to break records across the country this year, and Utah may be no exception. KSL News Radio's elections reporter Lindsay Ertz takes an in-depth look at how many Utahns are expected to vote and what role the pandemic is playing.
In the last presidential election, over 1.1 million Utahns voted.
I think we're going to go up by almost 300,000 this time, which is massive if I'm right.
And the percentage of voters that year was 82%.
We wouldn't be surprised at all if turnout exceeded 90% this year.
State Elections Director Justin Lee and Weber County Clerk Ricky Hatch both say predicting voter turnout is an art that involves a lot of science.
It's quite hard because each election is different depending on what's on the ballot and what's happening in the news, and sometimes even the weather.
But of the nearly 1.7 million ballots they've sent,
we've already had over 400,000 ballots submitted, which is huge. That's a third of the ballots we had in 2016. And we never see this many ballots this early. So that's great.
Lee says Utah has more voter registrations this year.
Even if we just match the percentages we've had in the past, we'll have the highest number of voters.
Hatch says the biggest driver of turnout is what's on the ballot. And on top of an intense presidential race,
you also have some constitutional amendments. You have Rob Bishop's open seat. You have a really competitive congressional District 4 race. These all contribute to driving turnout.
This is also the first year ever every county in Utah is voting by mail, which has been shown to increase voter turnout.
In 2016, we only had 21 of our counties voting by mail.
Then there's the pandemic. Hatch thinks by mail voting is up because of it, but says we could also see less people voting that way than we could have.
More people also anticipate voting in person, not because of the pandemic, but because they're have heard headlines and have concerns about security.
And Lee says they don't know whether the pandemic is driving turnout, but they don't think it's hurting it.
We were concerned in June for the state primary that we would have fairly low turnout because of COVID. And we were completely wrong. We had record-breaking turnout. It's hard to say whether it's COVID driving that or just the presidential race or whatever it is on the ballot, but it doesn't seem to be negatively impacting our voting at all.
From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ayertz, KSL News Radio.
And let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools, the very latest with Ricky Meese.
We actually have a pretty decent drive in the valley on the freeways. We had some earlier heavier traffic going from Murray to Midvale on southbound I-15, and that has already eased up. And the one freeway accident we had, it was on the transition ramp from eastbound SR-201 to go to either I-80 or southbound I-15. That's also clear. So we have a crash-free commute on the valley freeways. But a report of an accident downtown, 5th South, 4th West, blocking a right lane. Football fans, join KSL's Alex Keery Friday, October 23rd, noon to 2 p.m. to show your spirit by trying to spot the ultimate fan box. Visit KSLNewsRadio.com/win for additional information. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's check the 7-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Sunshine up to 39 today after a record cold start to our day. Sunny and 45 tomorrow. Then it gets up to 54 on Wednesday again with lots of sunshine. Not as bad by Thursday. Back up to 60, lots of sun. Sunny up to 65 on Friday. More of the same for the weekend. Halloween Saturday, 65 in the sunshine and 65 Sunday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 30 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And still to come on Utah's new news, quick check of the markets, a lot of negative numbers. And we're talking negative in the triple digits. The Dow right now is down by nearly 800 points. A complete update of your money news coming up at 1225. KSL News Time, 1222.
Okay, the voice is back with Gwen Stefani. And that means Monday is officially fun day.
Well, it is pretty fun. Watching Gwen get in Blake's head is hilarious.
Speaking of hilarious.
Oh, yes. Then Jane Lynch hosts NBC's new smash hit, The Weakest Link.
Back-to-back monster hits makes Monday two for one day.
Please stop.
Don't miss The Weakest Link after The Voice.
Tonight on NBC.
It's so good, I'm stunned day.
How about no pun day?
That's tonight on NBC. Then on KSL 5 News at 10.
The feeling here is really ominous. You get that sense that you shouldn't be here. Sometimes the hair will start standing up on your arms.
So many people swear that there is another presence here watching.
There.
Oh my gosh.
See it?
Yeah.
Exploring the legend of Utah's Skinwalker Ranch. Tonight on KSL 5 News at 10.
Cleanings, checkups, and cavities? Have Dr. Chang's dental practice at capacity.
Patient in room 1 is getting a root canal. The x-rays in room 2 are going to have to wait. We're down to one hygienist.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
So tell me, Steve, why do you think you're the right person for this job?
Well, I'm unreliable, I have difficulty making decisions, and I'm terrible with people.
Okay.
Oh, and I have chronic halitosis.
Looking to hire the right person? List your opening on KSL Jobs to find local candidates that are actually qualified. We'll even give you one free listing with promo code KSL Jobs Radio. Visit jobs.ksl.com and use KSL Jobs Radio for your free listing.
After 50 years in business, Century Lighting is closing their doors. Through November 30th, save 60% on all items in stock. Visit Century Lighting in Ogden Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 5.
Jewelry is the greatest gift for the moments you're celebrating. With the largest selection in town, at Shane Company you'll always find meaningful and high-quality gifts in every price range. For a wedding anniversary, I recommend an amazing diamond pendant or an elegant sapphire ring for her right hand. All of our diamonds and sapphires are natural and cut to maximize their beauty. Is there a new baby in the family? Treat mom to a necklace made with 14-karat Italian gold and engraved with the baby's initials. For an upcoming birthday, or if you just want to make someone's day, consider something colorful. We have pendants, earrings, bracelets, and rings made with vibrant sapphires and popular gemstones like Morganite and London Blue Topaz. A gift of fine jewelry from Shane Company will be treasured for a lifetime. Now you have a friend in the jewelry business. Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming your way in about 10 minutes here on KSL News Radio. Happy Monday, Lee.
Maria, happy Monday to you
as
well.
How was your weekend?
It was great.
It was
a good one.
It was cold, right?
It was chilly, but we put the coats on, put the sweaters on. We're able to brave it and enjoy ourselves.
Perfect.
Throughout the day today, senators have been speaking in favor and against the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett, including Utah's two senators, Mike Lee and Mitt Romney. Senator Lee asked a fascinating question. He broke it down and shared his views. But let me put this to you. Which of the three branches of government do you feel is the most dangerous? I had never before considered such a question. And, I'll share on the program today exactly what Senator Lee thinks is the answer to that question and why he thinks it's the case. It's a fascinating thing. Also, Senator Romney had some strong thoughts on some of the president's behavior. But the big news from Senator Romney is that he continues to plan on supporting in his vote the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court.
All right. Thanks, Lee. Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming your way at 12:35. Watching Utah's Money, it's brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. Amazon wants to know what you're buying when you aren't shopping on Amazon. Company is going to pay people to join shopper panels where you send in receipts of everything you buy so they can better analyze shopping habits. KSL Drives Jeep is hoping people in Japan will help boost sales of their new plug-in hybrid. The Jeep Renegade 4XE will hit showroom floors in Japan next month. Jeep has not yet said when the new Renegade will arrive here in the U.S. Mattel is releasing a limited edition Barbie doll inspired by Elton John. The Barbie being sold on Mattel's website costs $50 and comes with sparkling clothes, a purple bowler hat, and Elton's signature sparkly pink sunglasses. The doll marks the 45th anniversary of Elton John's record-breaking two-day performance at Dodger Stadium in 1975. Taking a look at your money at this moment, boy, it's a rough one for the markets. The Dow is down by 735 points. That is nearly 3%. It sits right now at 27,600. S&P 500 down by 73. The NASDAQ down by triple digits as well, down by 231 points, down 2%. And it sits right now at 11,317. A Michigan man has won the lottery twice. The Dearborn Heights man set out to buy a single $2 ticket for a Mega Millions game back in June. When he tried to save his numbers in a lottery app, he accidentally bought a second ticket by mistake. So when he logged onto the app recently, he found his mistake had paid off. Instead of finding a single $1 million winning ticket, he had two. Unfair. Whew. And we're going to check your traffic coming up next, traffic and weather. And if you're headed back to the office, remember you can take us anywhere you go on the KSL News Radio app. It's sponsored by Any Hour Services.
Congressman John Curtis gets things done for Utah. Since being elected, 7 bills signed by the president.
Instead of just talking about it, why don't we go out there and show them?
Ah, okay. Like passing the Small Business Access to Capital and Efficiency Act that helps local businesses grow. Or introducing the Rural Broadband Permitting Efficiency Act that expands high-speed internet access to all Utah's counties.
Don't forget about the Endangered Fish Recovery Program's Extension Act that protects our precious resources.
Right, but it's not just about what John has done, but what he's stopped. Introduce laws to suspend pay to Congress if the government shuts down. And voted over 20 times against irresponsible spending.
We got to go faster if we're going to fit it all in.
Okay. 177 town hall meetings held. Rode 53 miles on the clean air bike tour and passed the most sweeping public lands bill in decades.
I'm John Curtis, and I approve this message.
Because John Curtis gets things done for Utah.
paid for by Curtis for Congress.
Stay connected with KSL Text Alerts. Are you a news junkie? Text the word news to 57500 and get breaking news and traffic alerts right to your phone. Like contests, text CONTEST to 57500 and we'll send you a weekly text with access to exclusive KSL contests and deals. Do you bleed blue? Text BYU to 57500 for breaking Cougar alerts. Message data rates may apply. Stay connected. Text us 57500 from KSL News Radio.
And Traffic and Weather Together is sponsored by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's a good drive on the Valley freeways, including I-15 both directions between Ogden and Provo. One report of an accident. It's in the downtown area, 5th South, 4th West. Getaway to Logan. Colors in the valley are bright and beautiful. Ideal temperatures for hiking, fishing, and golf. Giant corn mazes and other family fun. Visit ExploreLogan.com for hot getaway deals. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The latest on the forecast now. Here's Grant Wayman.
Well, we definitely have the cold settling in. We had a record this morning. Sunshine, breezy, only 39. Sunny at the 45. Not going to be a whole lot different tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 12:30. I'm Maria Chaleos. It's chilly in downtown Salt Lake City, only 30 degrees. KSL's top story this hour.
The Supreme Court nominee. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Senator Mitt Romney spoke on the Senate floor this morning expressing his support for Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the U.S. Supreme Court.
She's exceptionally intelligent, academically astute, and impeccably credentialed. She has a record of sound opinions and temperament as a judge on the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals.
Senator Romney says he will be honored to vote for her nomination. Romney also used his time to address the growing distrust among the American people toward the government and other government agencies. Senator Mike Lee also spoke talking about the different roles of government.
We don't want Judge Barrett on the Supreme Court to be our advocate. We want Judge Barrett on the Supreme Court to decide law. To decide cases based on what the law says.
Judge Barrett is expected to be confirmed in a vote later this evening. Delta Airlines has added 460 people to its no-fly list because they refuse to wear a mask during flights. Delta CEO says throughout the pandemic, they have focused on protecting their staff and customers, and wearing a mask is among the simplest action people can take to help reduce transmission. KSL Sports, the BYU football team keeps moving up the top 25 polls. Cougars are ranked 10th in the coaches poll and 11th in the AP poll. BYU's next game is in Provo on Halloween night against Western Kentucky. The team will be wearing white jerseys and white pants and what they are calling their ghost look. Plus, they'll have pink accessories in honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow down big time, down 729 points, sitting at 27,607. S&P off by 73. The NASDAQ down by 228. Mighty chilly forecast. Will it warm up anytime soon? We'll get you an update coming up next and check any traffic trouble spots for you as well.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.